2012 regular board meeting of the Everett Public Schools Board of Directors is called to order. I invite my fellow board members in the audience to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All five voting members are present. We move to item 4.01, the adoption of the agenda. Dr. Cohn, are there any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda since published.
Since there are no changes, a motion is in order for the adoption of the agenda as published.
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Director Peterson, seconded by Director Lassane. Is there any discussion of the agenda?
I'd like to move to amend the agenda.
State your motion.
I would like to move that we add an agenda item to discuss early release days and the possibility of asking parents and teachers their opinion on having them.
Okay, there's a motion to add a discussion item to the agenda. Is there a second to that motion? Hearing no second, the motion dies for lack of a second. Is there any other discussion of the agenda? Hearing no further discussion of the agenda, we move to its adoption. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes carry 4-1. The agenda is adopted as published. Move to item 5.01, the consent agenda. Motion is in order.
I move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded, moved by Director Lassane, seconded by Director Andrews. Any member wish to move an item from the consent agenda?
Yes, I would like to move the property by Jefferson off the consent agenda.
Okay. There's a request to move the property, the Jefferson Elementary School property item that's in the consent agenda to new business. This requires concurrence from another member. Is there any concurrence?
Is there a reason for?
You may state a reason if you'd like.
I just feel like it's a kind of a big deal and it deserves its own item in case there's any discussion that board members would like to add. And I think that also we should have a separate vote for that. Seems appropriate.
Is there any concurrence? Hearing no concurrence, the request is denied. Any other requests to move an item from the consent agenda to the new business section? Hearing none, we'll move to the vote. All those in favor of the consent agenda, do so by saying aye.
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 Those opposed say no.
No.
Consent agenda is adopted by a 4-1 vote. We'll now move to, I believe there are no recognitions this evening.
There are no recognitions.
So we'll move to item 7, public comments. The board is eager to hear comments from the public. We have received two of those this evening, both of them having to do with an item on the agenda. The first is Shirley Vandermeer.
I'm not sure. I'm Shirley Vandermeer, and I'm not sure exactly what you approved with that consent agenda. Could I be told, as it relates to the Jefferson Park?
I'll let the Secretary of the Board.
Sure. The item that the board approved in the consent agenda is the right of first refusal provided the county. So if the district ever chooses to sell the property, the county has provided the first option to purchase it at market price.
I thank you very much. Very much indeed. We also want you to know that this does not end our part of it. We're going to be out there working hard to let people know what we're about. We're going to try and get dollars to to match whatever you people in the county or in the county can come up with. So we want you to know that we're still full speed ahead. And you do have some little brochures that we passed out. So we're kind of coming up in the world a little bit. And we thank you very much for your consent agenda approval.
Ms. Vandermeer, thank you for joining us this evening, and also thank you for providing the handouts for our reading. The second speaker, Anna Kegley.
My name is Anna Kegley, and I'm just hoping that we can still continue a relationship with this property with the Everett School District if it goes to Snohomish County. I currently got a $15,000 grant for STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math at Jefferson Elementary, and I'm working with the school to use that property and Lively property as part of the test case to improve MSP scores. I was granted this through Congress, and it's a pilot program, and they're hoping to implement the STEM program with providing funding directly from Washington, D.C. for the school district if this is successful. And additionally, my children are a member of the co-op at the school that uses that property for explorations, Lighthouse Cooperative. And also on a side thing, I work for the federal government for NOAA as a fisheries biologist, and that part is very important for Nickel Creek and Penny Creek watersheds. So I'm glad that this property is going to be used to its fullest potential. Thanks.
Great. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, and I think we look forward to hearing how the project turns out. Third speaker this evening, Ms. Merrill.
Sorry, this is the first time I've done this, so bear with me. Of concern to me is I need to know with regards to the early release days, if we're going to have like every week an early release day, is that going to be the only early release days throughout the year, or are we going to have them bouncing around again like we did last year? And then the other part of it was the board meetings. The board meetings are generally scheduled at 4:30, like this afternoon. Why are they not scheduled to make it more convenient for the parents of the children who go to the schools to attend, so that they are more aware of what is going on and can make comments if needed?
They're scheduled for our convenience.
Thank you, Ms. Merrill. Those are all the public comments that people have registered to deliver. Yeah. Is there a superintendent's report?
There is no superintendent's report. I think we spent about 3 days together, depending on which one of you it is. And in fact, there is no additional business other than regular meeting information that was provided during your workshop and the special meeting information that was provided during the workshop.
Very good.
I would like to move that we adjourn the meeting.
Is there a second to that motion for adjournment?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Director Peterson. It's been seconded by Director Andrews. This is a motion in which there is no discussion and requires a majority vote. All those in favor of adjourning the meeting, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say no.
No.
Okay. The ayes carry 4-1. This meeting is adjourned. We will, after we, I believe we have vouchers to sign. After we sign vouchers, we'll be moving to a closed session for approximately 1 hour to discuss collective bargaining.
No action
will be taken, and we will not return back here. Thanks.